I'm going to tell you, it's going to be more important now for you to be healthy than ever before because this report's going to highlight the difficult times we're going to go through, and every aspect of your life is going to be affected. And this really has nothing to do with Donald Trump. This is not his creation. This is the result of total, absolute irresponsibility that started 4.5 years ago on day one. And we have a major issue. And then there's an accompanying issue that Trump refuses to deal with. It's exacerbating the problem we're going to talk about today. I still support Trump, but I think he's missing the boat on a couple of things here. And we're going to be talking about the cataclysmic job report, the real one. And we're going to tell you how the government figures are nothing but, the old saying from Mark Twain, figures lie and liars figure. That's our jobs report. And it's not just Trump. It's every president in the last 50 years uses this flawed data to prop up what they are trying to promote, which our great economy. It's not a great economy. Our job market is cataclysmic with profound, devastating effects that's already started. We have the makings of a civil war. I don't see how it's going to start. I really don't. I think some of the ICE demonstrations could explode and go parabolic. I think that's possible. But I really couldn't tell you. But I'll tell you this: extreme poverty, polarization of government, okay, biased media. These are all accompanying features of a civil war. We're not going to deal with civil war here, but I'm just saying. This material I'm going to give you is flammable, but it's factual and it's really non-controversial. We're just going to give you straight numbers that non-biased, independent agencies are reporting about our job market, not the BS figures that are contrived to produce a false picture from the government. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we are brought to you by a tremendous set of products. And I'm just going to focus on one, but I'm going to recommend you get the three pack. This is the spray that brought me back from the living dead. And I mean this sincerely, folks. This is absolutely phenomenal stuff. Five sprays a day is maintenance to maintain your immune system. I was using it 5 times an hour. It's all natural, can't harm you. But what it does is that boom system, it just booms immunity. Vitamin C, vitamin D, nuclear receptors, telomeres, all affected. This is awesome. Now, there's also two other products. You get the three pack, you get three of these. You get the Nanosoma gel that I rub on my joints. And I no longer have the bone on bone effects. I don't know if I have bone on bone. I have an MRI. I couldn't say. But I can tell you, I can do knee extensions. I can do squats. I can do deadlifts. And my knees don't go like this like they used to. It's fantastic. And then the cream erases fine lines and wrinkles, but also, too, it's great for cuts and burns. You saw me wear that bandage and I was putting the cream on. I needed 4 to 6 stitches. I said, no, I'm not doing that. And this is what we did. And it worked. Took 2 weeks. Better than stitches. Together, this is the three pack. You can buy them individually or you can buy them as a three pack and save 15%. I swear by these products and I really feel I owe them my life. I certainly owe them my lifestyle. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. One more time, iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. All right, the job report coming out from the government, and all governments lie because they use fake figures. So I'm not saying the Trump administration sit down and say, well, we're going to lie to the American people. They're using a fake instrument. Let me give you an example. If you're unemployed for 6 months, and you can have a give up factor or continued failure in finding a suitable job, those people don't count in the unemployment. That's right. If you have people that have lost their job but they're involved in the side hustle and they might be making 30% of what they were once making. They don't count. These job figures are nothing but BS. Now, independent agencies have come along and said, okay, we have the official government report, which doesn't measure the full scope of unemployment. And then we have independent reports that doesn't make these exceptions. They don't use them. The real unemployment rate, and I am not the lone messenger here. The real unemployment rate is six times higher than what the government is saying. It's over 24%. It's amazing. One out of four Americans is functionally unemployed in America. Now, when you look at what the Biden administration spent on what DOGE uncovered, and that was tip of the iceberg stuff, should you be surprised? The fact that we are an energy-consuming nation and we need it to maintain our economy, but all that last administration did was to cut energy and we had to import foreign expensive oil with strings attached. Should you be surprised? I'd say not. The fact that job performance became unimportant to other factors, so productivity took a dive. You shouldn't be surprised. The functional unemployment rate is over 24%. This is unacceptable. And it's going to lead to extreme things. Let me give you some things that have been uncovered by these independent agencies that are all saying the same thing. A typical college graduate is applying to 200 to 300 jobs. I remember my days of coming out. I think I might have applied to about 15. 200 to 300, it's absolutely ludicrous. And all the major employers are laying off. So these stats should not surprise you. Okay? You can believe the lying figures from the government, okay? Or you can trust your eyes that we know aren't lying to you. Microsoft, Amazon, all these major employers laying off thousands, tens of thousands in many cases. And what are they replacing them with? AI. I warned you this day was coming. I have been saying this for 15 years. And that day has arrived, and it's only going to get worse. What is going to happen to a permanent underclass that's unemployed or certainly functionally underemployed? I don't know. I have no idea. But we're also talking about affecting the nation's economy because, see, AI doesn't pay taxes, workers do. Robots aren't filing a 1099, it's not happening. So now the government has designs on other stuff that you need to be worried about, which we're going to cover in the next segment. And I'm telling you, hang on to your wallets for that report. This is absolutely phenomenal. But I want to go on and give you some comparative numbers. The bankruptcy rates right now parallel or are worse than the early days of the pandemic. And they're bigger than the crash of 2009. See, these are undeniable figures. Government doesn't have anything to manipulate here. They don't have to gerrymander the results. This is what they are. This is unbelievable. And the average American is sleepwalking through this. Now, I really am pressed to understand why the mainstream media is not reporting this, because I don't think this favors either side. In fact, actually, right now, because you have Trump, the conservative end, this could be used by the liberal media to really discredit him and say, look how crappy the economy is. And the thing is, though, folks, let me tell you, the economy was at collapse level when he came in. All right. Now, is he trying to do some things? Yes, we're going to cover that in later segments as well, too. But one of the things that's going on the planet for modern nations that addresses this issue is scary. And right now it's not here. But I believe Europe is the test market for what we're going to be telling you about. This is really, really scary. Now I'm going to give you one more fact here to solidify what I'm telling you. The government lies with their figures, and then they come back in a few months down the road where no one's paying attention. They do a revision report on unemployment. 6 of the 8 months that Trump's been in power, there has been revision, negative revision. The 48 months that Biden was in power had negative revision 95% of the time. They lie and then they take it back to maintain some semblance of credibility. We are in big trouble in this country. Now, I will tell you what top economists are saying. Get a job, get any job, and hang on to it. Hang on to it tightly. I know what you're saying. I am not trained for that. You take a job. Because what we're ready to go into, those that are employed are going to be far better off, even if they're in lesser positions than those that would be seeking employment or are soon going to be laid off. And that's my final point. Layoffs are approaching record levels and they're going to intensify. And I'll tell you when the American public is really going to wake up to this. When we get into the holiday season, and we get into it about mid-October, so we don't have long to go, and we're not seeing a spike in employment in retail stores like we typically do as a prelude to the Christmas season, then you know the game is about over. People say we have to have a black swan event to usher in the Great Reset. And this is what the World Economic Forum has said repeatedly, over and over and over. This might be the black swan event that they're referring to. And it's natural. I don't think it has to be contrived. There doesn't be a conspiracy. This is naturally set, natural consequences as a result of our wasteful spending and our economic mismanagement of our resources that could have been used to propel us to stay on top of the world. But that's not what some of the more powerful people in the world want. They want a decimated America. They want a declined America. And I'm talking international forces. They've done it to Europe and they're doing it to us. They're doing it to China as we speak. They've done it to Russia. Why? Well, I'm going to leave that to you. In the meanwhile, get a job. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. Well, we're going to take another look at, shall we say, Larry Fink and his new role in the co-chair of the World Economic Forum. And look at this as a part two from what we looked at yesterday, because we're going to hone in on one concept. And I have to tell you, it's accompanying a lot of things already underway. So we should be concerned because, in my humble opinion, the WEF, BlackRock, Larry Fink, Klaus Schwab, they're not about expanding your freedom. They're not about protecting your rights. They're doing what's best for their bottom line, which means the level of exploitation for the people that they want to, shall we say, commandeer resources. By hook or crook or legal way, you can argue what you want philosophically and legally. But the bottom line is, if Trump is not able to stop it, and no, he's not part of it, then we are looking at what I would call digital slavery in what's coming. We're going to cover all that for you right here. We are brought to you by the great people from Magic Dicol and Nanosoma. And I want to show you what restored my life. The NanoSoma liquid spray. It doesn't cure anything, but what it does do is it raises the properties in your body to such a level your immune system is supercharged to fight off or reverse what's going on. And this is what happened to me when I had strip lung linings with a terrible prognosis, saying they're not going to come back. You're going to have the worst fate, which basically meant oxygen premature death. And today I'm doing things I haven't done forever. I walked into the gym last night and just performed like I did 30 years ago. You can have these benefits too. It's universally applicable. Because this is about building immune system. And let me focus real quickly right here. The NanoSoma spray boosts your vitamin C. It regulates the vitamin D receptor. It regulates all 48 nine nuclear receptors and supports healthy aging by enhancing your telomeres, which is a really clear predictor of longevity. And it works the same way for everybody. Doesn't cure anything, just boosts your immune system up. Maintenance dose is a good idea. You got nothing serious going on, it's time to keep that going. If you've got something critical going on, it's time to attack it, and you can use it as much as you want because it's all natural. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. We're looking at right now to use the internet in Europe. They want to go to facial recognition. EU is officially on record as saying we're moving to this. They're already doing the beta tests in some European countries. They are actively embracing digital currency, CBDC. And we're on the cusp of that here too. Stablecoin is not CBDC today in America. It's because of who's president. But if we get something like we just had in the Oval Office, Katie bar the door, because that's exactly what stablecoin could become, an exclusive blockchain that you're locked into. But let me go to the second step that Klaus Schwab has introduced, and Larry Fink has, in my opinion, been obsessed with this. It's the tokenization of everything. Now, that may not spark apprehension on your part. It should. The only reason it doesn't make you concerned is because you possibly don't understand it. So let me explain it to you very simply. Everything has value. My NanoSoma spray has value. My shirt has value. My microphone has individual value. My background in my studio has value. Shall we continue with this? The rivers and streams and the wildlife on it, they have value. The roads, we know, have value. They're tax supported. Mountains have value. They have aesthetic value. Scenic value. But these people, like Larry Fink, when they talk about tokenization, they're quite clear. We're not talking about aesthetic value, philosophical value. We're talking hard asset monetary value. And this is leading them to advocate for the tokenization of everything. But let's talk about how this occurs. If you're locked into a CBDC by default, whether it be stablecoin or something else, everything is controlled in terms of value by the worth of that stablecoin. You will have a digital bank account, but the banks won't be a part of the picture. It's going to be you and the ruling authority that we would call government. And they will tell you what you can spend your money on, and they can go a step further. They can tell you what you must spend your money on. They're not going to allow you to accumulate wealth and pass it on. And why won't they do that? Plain and simple. They won't do it because they don't want competition. So they're going to put a sunset, and this has been openly discussed. It's been a topic at the WEF. It's something that Larry Fink has endorsed. They want to put a value on everything, but they want a sunset on the value. So you get a notice electronically. It says $5,000 in your savings will expire. Yeah, there you go. It's like a coupon. It's good till the end of the month. Well, this is what they're going to do with your assets. But also, they can redirect your assets into places of their choice. If we're lagging in some investment sector of the economy, they can have the masses direct required investment into that area, and you have no say. And you say, oh, they'd never do that. Well, excuse me, let me go to a place on the planet where that's already happening, and it's called China. The Chinese banks have been in trouble for some time, and they actually invented a way to keep themselves afloat longer. And I'm going to give you an example of everything I just said. In some of these Chinese banks, you can't go in and withdraw your money. They're going to say, oh, no, there was an emergency. And to protect you, it's always in the name of safety, right? Those that would trade safety for security deserve or will get neither. Okay, well, this applies here. The Ben Franklin warning applies right here. You go into your bank in China and they say, no, what we've done, we've protected you. We've taken what was in your savings and we put it into a retirement account just for you, individually geared for your needs. But you can't touch that. They give it like a 401k IRA, huge penalty for early withdrawal, only there's no penalty because there's no withdrawal until they tell you you can withdraw it. And that situation's not on the horizon. So the Chinese are literally having their money stolen from the bank. Oh, but wait a minute. What have I warned you about America? After the financial crisis of 29, right? Remember that? Yeah, okay. Where you, with your tax dollars, had to bail out criminals for illegal, some cases, not all cases, and also for very risky investments, you took the risk for them. Kind of like what they do you today with 401ks. You're taking all the risk and you only get 30% back. Yeah, it's not a very good deal. But anyway, I digress. Here's the deal with this. They absolutely can control you because after 2009, Dodd-Frank passed in 2010, the UCC code section 8, it all says the same thing. Banks can take your money. When you put your money in the bank, you become an unsecured creditor. Uh-oh. Are you getting this now? Is this beginning to make some sense to you? In China, they're showing you how it's done. Here in America, we dress it up a little better and use less authoritarianism. It's still just as authoritarian, but we sugarcoat it and make it seem like it's all nice and it's all for your good. But it's the same as the Chinese. The banks are stealing money. The banks will steal money here. So when you're in this system of tokenization, they can put the money towards any tokenization they want. Doesn't benefit you, benefits them. And it's really a lot like 401ks that I just mentioned. The brokers that you deal with, I won't deal with a broker. The brokers you deal with, they work for the government, number one. Remember 10 years ago, oh, crypto's terrible. Get rid of crypto. Crypto's awful. If they advocated for that, the SEC would have come down on their head. Now the worm has changed a little bit because the government sees the value in crypto. So they want to encourage this, but they don't work for you. They work for the government and they work for their company first. And you're the last consideration. Absolutely the last. The system is not in your favor. It's already true. And 401ks, I'll go back through this again. The average is that if your 401k is successful, you'll end up getting about exactly 36% of your money out. Where does the other 64 go? Fees, broker fees. You get the idea. The system is rigged against you for the benefit of those. The old saying is, he who controls the gold, right? The golden rule. No, that's right. If you control the gold, you make the rules. Well, they're making the rules, and they're about ready to change the rules to tokenization. Because today you have a choice not to be in a 401k unless your employer sponsors it, but you have a choice. You can say yes or no to a 401k. By the way, that's why I represent Noble Gold on this. They'll convert your 401k and your IRA to gold backed that's in your name, and the banks can't touch it. What a novel idea. That's what attracted me to Noble Gold in the first place. I said, this makes a hell of a lot of sense because we are being ripped off by the system. Tokenization is the ultimate ripoff, but it only can occur with the blockchain that accompanies CBDC. And you know what else comes with CBDC? The concept of 15-minute cities, no meat, no dairy. I mean, we have about 90 cities in this country that adopted all this, at least in print. And some of them hide it. Like, you have to have the URL to find the city of Tucson, Arizona's site on these topics. Oh, they're pretty forward and honest with you when you find it. But finding it is like an Easter egg hunt. You have to know the URL. And I've covered that. Gosh, I probably covered that about 2 years ago. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a lot of trouble. We're in a lot of trouble. You got one thing right now standing between you and this total control of your assets where you're no more than a feudal serf, an economic slave, and that is Donald John Trump. And I look at what people that work for Trump, like Scott Bessent, Pam Bondi, Kash Patel, Marco Rubio, I look at what they're saying. They keep saying, Trump is, da, 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 da. Trump is good. Trump is doing great. Trump is at the forefront. Trump is protecting you. That's not BS. They're legitimately scared too because they understand what's coming. And the United States is standing its ground. And I'm going to tell you how in the next segment. I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter. Go to thecommonsenseshow.com. Click on the newsletter link in the upper right-hand corner and put in your email. And you don't have to come back several times a day to stay updated. You'll get one email with a recapitulation of everything we've done in the previous 24 hours. It's free, and over 50,000 people are taking advantage of it. Do it today. So what is Trump, Scott Bessent, and Marco Rubio doing to combat the obvious direction that certain people like Larry Fink and the World Economic Forum and BlackRock want to take us with tokenization? And they've talked about it openly. Don't tell me that this is not a possibility. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's a stated objective. And they sell it in the guise of, well, we stop fraud. There's no waste. Kind of a reverse doge, but nonetheless, it's not in your best interest. It's in third party best interest at your expense. And what we want to look at here is what's the counterbalance to this? What are these people in the Trump administration doing to combat this? And there is a definitive plan. And it's something that I've been telling you about. I'm telling you right now, if you got to get a second job right now and invest in this, because this is going to go crazy. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Check out our TV show at thecommonsenseshow.tv and to the ever popular Hiding in Plain Sight series. Fantastic. We're making, four new dumps of stories in the next 24 to 48 hours. And people just love this series. We're thinking about making it its own podcast. We'll see. We'll see. We're exploring that right now. Our podcast is doing well, and I hate to touch it because we're ranked in the top one half of 1% in the world, according to ListenNotes, that ranks 3.5 million podcasts worldwide. And we don't want to interfere in that, but we want to bring this to a wider segment. It's entertaining, but it really gets to some hardcore truths that I think people need to see. So anyway, check that out. You want to see it at thecommonsenseshow.tv. We are brought to you by a product. Well, I use two of these products on a regular basis. Frequency-based intervention on your behalf. This is all the rage right now. EMF defense. I use it. Combat cell phone radiation. We can't get away from our cell phones. However, we're hoping that we can minimize the risk and exposure to EMF, the ultimate wellness band for energy. It's fantastic. Don't wear it to bed. You won't get to sleep. It's all natural, frequency based, and I find it really helps get me through the day when I start to have those low energy ebbs. Then there's the pain relief and the sleep patch. I don't need those, fortunately, knock on wood, but a lot of people are benefiting from these products too. Want to know more? Want to get involved in this cutting edge technology? Go to Body Align, Align, bodyaligned.com/Dave Hodges. Great sales, bodyaligned.com/Dave Hodges. Well, beginning of January of this year, coordinating, of course, with the inauguration, America, in one fell swoop, in one month, increased its gold reserves through importation of the real thing, and they increased it by 17%, the biggest increase ever. Oh, wait, not quite. August is on pace to shatter that record. And between January and August, we have witnessed unprecedented growth in the U.S. and also to the big five banks' importation of hard gold. How many times have I warned you over the last 18 months? Do not touch paper gold. The Bank of London's already been exposed for this. It's out there. And I'm kind of dredging up an old story here, but it's part of this story because they are selling paper gold certificates for gold they don't have to back it up. Sorry, folks, that's a fact. And if you're holding paper certificate gold, you may be okay if you're in the right position, or you may not be okay. But if you have hard gold assets, this is where you want to be. And I can't stress this strongly enough to you. This is where you have to be. When in Rome, do as the Romans do. Well, the Romans right now, our ruling Romans, can't get enough gold. And then we have to ask why. Here's the why. They don't want everything to be tokenized. This will take a lot of power away from the central government and give it to self-appointed bureaucrats that are in charge of tokenization and digital currency. And that's the direction that the globalists, as they so-called call them, let's give them names, Larry Fink, Klaus Schwab, World Economic Forum, BlackRock. This is what they say they want to do. This is where they want to take us. And of course, it's in your best interest because they want to eliminate fraud. That's their excuse. Make you more safe. I'll take the risk. Thank you very much. But we're moving in the direction of hard gold as a counterbalance to digital currency. And if there's digital currency, it's going to take another form. I'll cover that in the very next broadcast. So you're saying, are we going to do digital? Yes, we are. But it's not going to be complete, and it's not going to be 100% controlling the public. In fact, it's going to be actually no percent controlling the public, except for ethical laws governing the practice. We'll get into that in the next broadcast, but I wanted to make sure that you understand record amounts of gold are being brought in by our government, and they're being brought in by the big five banks. Now, there's two ways to look at this, and I look at it two different ways as well, whether you're talking about the banks or the Trump administration. The banks are not on Trump's side. They're in the control of the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve, played games with interest rates in the last two elections to try to manipulate the outcome. And that's not my words. That's the analysis of political analysts that look at economic factors. And it wasn't coincidental that in a tough economy coming into COVID, that in the 2020 election, interest rates went down. What? But interest rates have been kept artificially high, even though Trump has balanced the budget. Now, the Federal Reserve is showing signs of capitulation. And by that, I mean they recognize that their survival may depend on going gold. And I think they're not going to fight the Trump administration on the continued importation and what this ultimately means. Now, that's to your benefit. On the other side of the ledger are the banks. The banks aren't and never have been your friend. In fact, this is an age-old problem. When Jesus walked through the temple, what did he do? He became a man's man and he kicked the bankers out of the temple for their illicit practices. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Nothing's changed since that time. The banks are not your friend. And this will illustrate why I'm saying this in the present era, because the banks are waging economic war. They want to get all the gold that they can, so you get none of it, and your cash that could soon be worthless will enable them to lord economic power over you. Trump, I believe, is fighting against this. The Federal Reserve is caught in the middle. You gotta remember, Jamie Dimon is going to put JP Morgan where he wants it. And he's going to pay some attention to the Federal Reserve. But at the end of the day, is he going to be loyal to the Federal Reserve and the survival of the central bank? Or is he going to be loyal to JP Morgan? Yeah, that's pretty obvious what he's going to do. And the same thing is true all the way down the line. B of A, Wells Fargo, you name the big five, they're all right there with control through gold. And if they get control of the government, I'm warning you right now, there's going to be gold confiscation, just like we had in 1932 under Franklin Roosevelt. If they don't get control of the federal government, and we have people like we have in power now, we're moving down the road of solvency. A revaluation of gold that I've been speaking to you about, we're not talking double. We're talking 10, 20, 50 times raising the price. The price of gold, okay, right now, let's compare it. It's $42 roughly an ounce, set in 1943 at the Bretton Woods Conference. The spot market for gold today is about $3,400. That's one-eighth the price of what they should be saying gold is worth. Can you imagine? You're holding gold right now, and with the flip of a switch, and this could happen instantaneously at any time, your gold is now worth eight times what it was. You bought 10,000, it's now worth 80,000. But I don't think Trump is going to stop at the eight times factor. He's got to also deal with the fact that we still have some bad spending habits, so he has to insure against that for the future. Namely, we're preparing to fight two enemies. Hopefully, we won't fight any, and he hates war, but he's not going to get caught with our proverbial pants down, militarily speaking. So we got to build up. And right now, too, we've got a naval fleet headed to Venezuela. We're going to talk about that today, too. So Trump has real defense obligations. And by the way, this thing in Venezuela is necessary. It's necessary. They're taking over the fentanyl trafficking. Well, we'll cover that, like I said, separately. Now, here's the bottom line with all this. If you follow what this government's doing at this point in time, and you invest in gold, you are going to see enormous benefits. And silver is like the comet's tail, it'll follow. Artificially controlled, of course, pun intended. My strong advice to you is to do what I'm doing at 8:15 local time today, as I am calling my friend that I do business with, I won't mention her name, at Noble Gold, 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. And I'm going to tell her. I'm going to jump in with a big splash here, because I know where this is headed. And pretty soon, you won't be able to get it or afford it. It's almost, I think, now or never. Now, will there be a stabilization? Yes, but I don't think a reduction in value. And the dollar is going to flounder. But we could be pushing the dollar up through this, and our treasuries, which have been in steep decline, could be the beneficiary. So if you're holding treasuries, I wouldn't think about unloading them now because you're going to sell them at a bargain basement price. And I think in a couple of months, those treasuries could be worth an awful lot. So I would hang on to those as well, too. 877-646-5347. This is the best advice I've given on this show. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here next time. Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. I'm Dave Hodges. I'm the host, and this is the show that's peacefully transforming America. We're freeing enslaved American minds, one mind at a time. We are really glad to be bringing you this show, and we have another show that you might be interested in, Hiding in Plain Sight. Do you like science fiction? Do you like quantum physics? Do you like powers of the mind that are just being studied? Do you like to learn about anomalies in space? How about the UFO hearings at Congress? I'm not a big believer in the ET phenomena, but they were really interesting. We cover all that and more. People love the show. It's called Hiding in Plain Sight, HIPS for short. We also have our geopolitics and our interviews there. The Common Sense Show .TV is where you want to go to sign up. Thank you so much again for joining us. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. And disclaimer, I'm a customer, and I have been for going on 8 years. That's right. And I've been an advertiser for going on 9 years. Took me a year to wise up. Why is Noble Gold important? Because the dollar is in big trouble. And if your retirement's associated with a bank that could be in trouble, they can take it from you. Dodd-Frank 2010, UCC, Section 8, Paragraph 5, all says that they can take your money. They can give you a haircut. Oh, you know, 100,000 you had? Well, it's now worth 10. Or we're taking the whole thing. Or they just don't say anything and they take it. That's the law. I think it's unconstitutional as anything, but that is the existing law right now. Now, I think you need to keep existing money in the bank. I do. But I would tell you this, why would you invest in a depreciating asset, the dollar? Noble Gold can take your retirement away from the bank, IRA, 401k, you name it. They'll back it with precious metals. You'll own it. It can never be seized. Doesn't that sound like a reasonable alternative? And the same thing can be applied to your savings and checkings again. It's a no-brainer, people. It's win-win-win down the line. Now, the FTC wants me to tell you, anytime you deal with money and investments and so forth, there's a risk. So if you have a financial consultant, you should talk to them. But again, I'll use myself as an example. Going on 8 years as a customer multiple times over, they're the best people to deal with. No hard sell, no pressure. You literally have to close your own deal. Go to the phone and call 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. Tell Dave Hodges told you to call. And I'll tell you, this is a story unto itself, although we're going to move on to something else here. But this is a story unto itself because the dollar is in trouble, and I don't think that Trump can save it. He's looking for alternatives. Oh, stablecoin, endorsing Bitcoin, gathering gold. I wonder what they found or didn't find in Fort Knox. Have you asked yourself that? Interesting, isn't it? Well, we're going to take a look at something really, really concerning. Well, with regard to the alleged Obama-led coup against Trump, and it's alleged because nothing's been proven in a court of law, but I've not really jumped into this because I don't want to get on the rumor mill and do all that irresponsible nonsense. But there's enough here. There's enough now. There are people in Congress staking reputations on this. And you're going to see Representative Devin Nunes, who I have a great deal of respect for. And Representative Nunes gave a brief press statement, and he summarizes some of the events. You've heard Tulsi Gabbard's account multiple times, and she has come back and answered the denials of the parties that were named in the Russian collusion delusion hoax. That's what it's called. That's not my name for it. I want you to hear Devin Nunez. He sums it up pretty nicely. Then we'll have a little discussion about it.
Good morning or good afternoon, everyone. I recently confirmed that on numerous occasions the intelligence community incidentally collected information about U.S. citizens involved in the Trump transition. Details about U.S. persons associated with the incoming administration, details with little or no apparent foreign intelligence value, were widely disseminated in intelligence community reporting. Third, I have confirmed that additional names of Trump transition team members were unmasked. And fourth and finally, I want to be clear, none of this surveillance was related to Russia or the investigation of Russian activities or of the Trump team. The House Intelligence Committee will thoroughly investigate surveillance and its subsequent dissemination to determine a few things here that I want to read off. Who was aware of it? Why it was not disclosed to Congress, who requested and authorized the additional unmasking, whether anyone directed the intelligence community to focus on Trump associates, and whether any laws, regulations, or procedures were violated. I've asked the directors of FBI, NSA, and CIA to expeditiously comply with my March 15th letter that you all received a couple weeks ago, and to provide a full account of these surveillance activities. I informed Speaker Ryan this morning of the.
Did you hear what he said? Speaker who? Ryan. Aha. This went on for a long time, and Paul Ryan is now implicated in the Russian collusion delusion hoax. And exposing Trump transition team members. Do you understand how big this is? I think I went and turned on Fox News and we let it play in the background for a while. And I'm telling you, they're not talking about this. I think they're still trying to decipher it. We've already got Obama, Brennan, Comey accused. Now this has spread to a former Speaker of the House who we know was a consummate rhino. Absolutely. And Devin Nunes exposed him. And it went nowhere. How wide is this going to go? This is my purpose for bringing this forth. I don't need to repeat what you're hearing every 10 minutes on conservative TV and radio. CNN and MSNBC are choosing not to cover this. But over on the conservative side, the media is inundated with this. So I didn't feel the need to come in and repeat what you've already heard. But this is called connecting the dots. Nunez was on top of this as it was going on. And it wasn't handled. And I look back and I think Trump played too much of a gentleman in his first term. And I think he should have gone after these people full force. And that means Bill Barr would have had to have been shown the door. He's consummate deep state. Sorry, Bill, you're named in every document. Ruby Ridge, they didn't say anymore. But the reality is this. This is an ongoing problem. And I'll tell you exactly what Nunez just said. I had consecutive back-to-back appearance with General Flynn. He followed me and we talked. In the equivalent at the Clay Clark Conference in California, in a makeshift green room where we're both standing up. We had a very cordial conversation. We talked about bowling. And I bragged about my childhood. And then I found out this guy's the real deal. Yeah. If I could have gone to Detroit, we were actually talked about having a bowling match. But General Flynn, I like General Flynn a lot. But we talked about, he said this stuff is all going to come out, Dave, when Trump wins. And this is in December of 2023. He said, when Trump wins, this is all coming out. They've known this. And I've been told there's more to this than you're seeing right now. And I'm not going to throw it out there because I don't want to get egg on my face in case it doesn't materialize. So you almost have to wait for the announcement unless you want to look stupid. So I want to maintain some level of credibility, but this has deep roots. And it's not just the Democratic Party. It's the Rhino wing of MAGA. And I've been predicting for a long time the Democratic Party is going to go the way of the dodo bird. They're so extreme right now. What do they have? A 19% approval rating? Seriously. They can't win. I don't care what they do. They can't win with their present leaders and their platform. I think the Republican Party is going to split into two. You're going to have the MAGA conservatives, and you're going to have the extreme rhinos, the Susan Collins and Murkowskis and people like that. They're going to be making up the new party. And I think that'll be your new two-party system. And I don't think it's going to go real long until we see it in political terms. I think 2028, the Democrats will still be the number two party and they'll put somebody up to run. Who knows? I hope they put Newsom up because there's a lot of material there to use. But I think in 2032, if the Democrats get their hat handed to them like they did in 2024, I think we're going to see a dramatic shift in American politics. And a lot of it is due to the alleged criminal corruption. Now, I don't think Obama at all, I don't think they're going to jail. I don't think they're even going to get indicted. Oh, and it's not that people bringing this forth in the DOJ and the FBI, it's not that they're not sincere. It's not that they're making all this up. It's that this will be in DC. Yeah, in DC, where a prominent Democrat will never be indicted, no matter what they've done. But the Rosenbergs wish they were indicted in DC. If you know your history, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So this is really interesting here. When you look at this situation, how is this going to play out? How big a net is this going to gather? Now, people said, Dave, is there no way there could be a conviction? If you could make a case for treason, and some people, you're going to go nuts when I say this, and then I'm going to say, prove it to me legally. Okay? Don't give me an emotional response with a cuss word behind it. Prove it unemotionally and logically and by statute. And you could even include some case law if you're an attorney. But I don't know that a case can be made for treason at this point. Did it act in the best interest of the country if this is all true? No. But that doesn't make it treason. It makes it fraud, misuse of taxpayer funds, breach of office, fiduciary duty of office. But treason has a really high standard. But I do think there could be some criminal intent there. But the only way there gets a conviction is if it's a military tribunal. And the only way you're going to get a military tribunal is if treason is the main charge. Some of you aren't going to like what I just said, but I'm just telling you, go talk to an attorney. I've talked to several, and I'm confident what I'm telling you is true. Do I wish DC wasn't such a cesspool of judicial misconduct and inappropriate handling of juries? Yes, I do. It's a horrible place, judicially speaking. But that's the reality. I think we're going to see this. That's not a perp walk. That's a getaway walk. And speaking of a getaway walk, stay tuned for the next segment. You're going to like this. Maxwell reportedly is singing like a canary. Maybe we can catch a few words. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. God bless all of you. We'll see you back here next time.